From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. As farmers harvest another massive grain crop, they're facing low prices and little opportunity to send their product abroad. Chad Smith has details on the ongoing storage issues.
America's farmers are harvesting large amounts of corn and soybeans, and the question is, do they have enough room to store the incoming commodities? Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers are facing a classic case of supply versus demand.
Corn production for the 25-26 marketing year is estimated at a record 16.8 billion bushels. Now, if we kind of switch gears and look over at soybean production, it's also projected higher at 4.3 billion bushels. If we kind of think about what's happening with demand, demand is lower due to the ongoing trade challenges. And what this really means is that we've got a big crop and we need to find a place to put it.
Nelson said the problem is that the national storage capacity for grain crops hasn't increased at the same rate as production has.
Grain storage capacity has gone up only a little bit at the same time. So if we look at combined on and off farm storage capacity as of December 1st, 2024, this totals about 25.5 billion bushels. Our big Corn Belt states have added very little new storage space in recent years.
You can learn more on the market intel page at FB.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
President Trump's plan to import Argentine beef will harm farmers and ranchers. More when Farm Weekend returns.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau work daily to ensure they are raising the healthiest crops and animals with care to provide a safe and nutritious meal from their family to you and your family. Learn more about these Kansas farmers and ranchers and get great recipes featuring the products they raise by visiting our website, www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
President Donald Trump's idea of importing Argentinian beef to lower store prices for consumers and to help benefit Argentinian allies has U.S. beef producers at a loss for words. After fighting various factors such as drought, high feed costs, and strong demand, U.S. cattle producers are finally getting a return on investment, with the high cattle market trend due to high demand for U.S. beef and low herd counts. Colin Woodall, the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Association, said, "This plan only creates chaos at a critical time of year for American cattle producers, while doing nothing to lower grocery store prices." In recent weeks, the Treasury Department has announced plans to organize $40 billion in currency swaps and loans and other financial aid for Buenos Aires to boost the Argentinian President Javier Milei's administration. Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union and a soybean grower, said, "At a time when we should be finding ways to help American farmers deal with this chaotic trade policy, it's extremely disappointing to see us bailing out Argentina and Argentine farmers in the process." Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
I'm so glad that I live in a world where there are Octobers. That line from Anne of Green Gables has always captured how I feel about this season. Growing up in the North, October meant crisp mornings, vibrant leaves, cranberry harvests, and Friday night football. Now that I call Kansas home, the fall colors are softer and the air a bit warmer. But October still hums with its own rhythm. Combines in the field, wheat planting, and grain trucks on the move. In my role at our local co-op, October has also come to mean National Co-ops Month. A reminder of the power of member ownership, local leadership, and shared success. One of my favorite parts of the month is visiting high school ag programs to teach how cooperatives work. Through a hands-on activity, students see how co-op members share both the risk and reward, and how those profits circle back into the community. This year, I'll visit 10 schools, more than double what I did last year before our merger. And many of those schools didn't even have ag programs 15 years ago. That growth gives me so much hope for the future of agriculture.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.